Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, mainly cloudy, got a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, high around the mid-80s. Kenosha, 74 degrees at this hour, 72 in Burlington, 73 Milwaukee, and it's 75 in Racine. Ascension to Wisconsin planning to build a $42 million medical center encompassing about 83,000 square feet in Sturtevant. First project with a planned $100 million investment for the Racine area the next 3 years. The new medical center proposed for the northeast corner of Highway 20 and Renaissance Boulevard. It's to include both primary and specialty care, an imaging center, urgent care services, rehabilitation, occupational health, and an ambulatory surgery center. A news release indicates that Ascension expects to hire 100 new full and part-time employees. Ascension All Saints Sturtevant Primary Specialty Care Clinic at Highway 20 across the street from the planned site going to move to that new location once it's complete. Construction expected to begin by the year's end. The medical center could be open by early 2020. Foxconn's Director of U.S. Initiatives, Alan Jung, suggesting the company's initial $10 billion investment in Racine County may grow, calling it just a fraction of the 128-million-foot square complex the development to be going up in Mount Pleasant. WisBiz.com quoting Jung as saying it's probably going to take more than $10 billion in terms of investment, but how much more, in his words, will tell in due course. While attending the Wisconsin Ideas Smart Future Summit at UW Parkside, Dr. Jung also hinted that Foxconn is looking at solar energy industry opportunities, calling it, quote, something of interest to us, unquote. Racine Board of Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services recommending the Board of Cemetery Commissioners and Golf Course Liaison Committee be absorbed into the Park and Rec Board as proposed by Mayor Corey Mason. Alderman Sandy Widener, who spent a number of years on the Cemetery Commission, spoke against it. She felt that more would be lost in terms of historical knowledge and passing that along than would be gained through any possible efficiencies.
I don't understand why anyone is thinking that there is inefficiency with the way things are running now. The Golf Liaison Committee meets quarterly. The Cemetery Commission meets 11 times a year.
Park and Rec panel chair Kristen Caprellian supporting the merger. She suggested, though, that the other two maybe stick around as subcommittees. Park and Rec director Tom Molbeck understood both sides of the issue. He recommended the merger and suggested each group continue as kind of friends of in that capacity, so force our discussions on specific issues that might crop up.
Unfortunately, I'm going to use the thing where the Golf Liaison Committee left and it came back. Who knows, maybe in 2 or 3 years it's not working yet. This didn't work. And it goes back by itself. I can't tell you that. But what I can tell you is that if this were to happen and we go forward with it, we're all going to have to educate ourselves.
The recommendation to merge the groups into the Park and Rec Board will likely get more public comment at the next council meeting ahead of floor debate and a final vote. Still working its way through the process, shifting parking issues over to the Public Works and Services Committee, eliminating the Traffic Commission in favor of just having a Transit Committee. A protest in March of immigrant rights on the north side of Racine drew about 150 or so, specifically speaking out against the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, and its Tuesday morning arrests of four local men to go with the efforts of protesting the fifth man who's in detention right now. Pre-March comments coming at the Rapids Drive parking lot right across from Horlick High School. One of those who spoke, a young man named Chris. His father is one of the four being detained by ICE agents as they left for work this week. Says they're going to have to fight for all of their rights. Meanwhile, Racine Interfaith Coalition co-president Linda Boyle said they're going to be helping the people to learn their rights. She called what's happening a travesty.
How many families are going to be broken? Children are upset. They're angry. What does this do to our communities when we have this many young people and children who can't sleep at night?
Meanwhile, the march went through predominantly Hispanic neighborhood areas, also the Douglas Avenue Business District. And this is an issue that really got little attention this week, but it did get support from the Racine Common Council, at least in terms of going forward. Creation of a resolution supporting the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day. Speaking as the treasurer of the group Coming Together Racine, Jessica McPhail noted Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized Indian tribes.
Here in Racine, these lands were first inhabited by Indigenous peoples of the Archaic period, and last by the Potawatomi tribe until their removal in the 1830s under the Indian Removal Act. We think that it's past time that we recognize the importance of the people who were first in this land, and that we recognize the importance of their culture and heritage.
Jean Verber mentioning indigenous people should also be in the discussion about issues of race and equality. Racine County Sheriff's Department says many more hidden camera bathroom images were found in reviewing the evidence against one-time Wind Lake Gymnastics Center operator James Cavisto. He's facing multiple child pornography and invasion of privacy charges, as well as trial later this year after pleading not guilty. As part of the investigation, which went almost 5 months, the Sheriff's Department notified everyone identified within the video images, letters sent to each person explaining how anybody who entered the bathroom in question was subjected to being illegally video recorded, Cavisto reportedly deciding which images to keep. Racine's Transit and Parking Commission supporting a six-month experiment of a lower overnight fee to park in the downtown ramps, controlled by the parking management firm ABM. System manager Mike Meyerly noted that the current rate is $2 for 24 hours in the ramps, other than Civic Center, where it's $3.50, and making it a dollar in general might work as an incentive.
This would have generated, you know, about $3,000, and you'd lose about $1,500, unless the lower fare encouraged people to park there. I have it on good authority that, you know, someone coming down to have some gelato might appreciate being able to park in the ramp across the street for a dollar, and as opposed to two, it might seem like a more reasonable option if you're just popping in for something quick or a drink after work.
Transit and Parking Commission members unanimously supporting the $1 experiment. Summers Village Board Trustee Joseph Cardinale chosen to fill a vacancy on the Kenosha County Board this week to submit a letter of resignation effective the day after being sworn in to the new position. It was a 12-5 vote of the county board for Cardinale to replace the late Greg Retzlaff in District 15. Some lively discussion at a town hall meeting in Racine hosted by Democratic Representatives Greta Neubauer and Peter Barca. About 40 people or so attending at the George Bray Community YMCA last evening. The lawmakers talking on a number of issues, education, gun safety, health care, transportation, even the correction system. Representative Barca saying the group agreed with the issues that, well, he and Representative Neubauer stressed, but he even took it a step further.
But in addition to that, many people operationalized it and talked about how it impacts their lives and accentuated different legislation, a couple cases, and policies and other cases that could be brought forward.
He said based on the comments that were made, many of the core issues discussed have many deeper effects on a lot of people. And the new principal at Racine's 21st Century Preparatory School is Shabania Muhammad, who comes from Kenosha Unified after 21 years with the district. He was most recently the principal at Grant Elementary, which got high marks, incidentally, for student achievement a year ago from the Department of Public Instruction. Muhammad taking over in Racine from Valencia Coker. Now Grant Elementary needs a new principal, and that process is underway. WRJN.com is our webpage, our newscast there in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News goes for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.